Brilliance Audio presents
Daring to Dream by Nora Roberts. Daring to Dream. Prologue. California, 1846. He was never coming back. The war had taken him from her. She felt it. Felt his death in the emptiness that had spread through her heart. Felipe was gone. The Americans had killed him, or perhaps his own need to prove himself had done so. But as Serafina stood on the high, rugged cliffs above the churning Pacific, she knew she had lost him. Mist swirled around her, but she didn't draw her cloak close. The cold she felt was in the blood, in the bone. It could never be vanquished. Her love was gone. Though she had prayed, though she had spent countless hours on her knees begging the Virgin Mother to intercede, to protect her Felipe after he had marched off to fight the Americans who so badly wanted California. He had fallen in Santa Fe. The message had come for her father to tell him that his young ward was killed in battle, cut down as he fought to keep the town out of American hands. His body had been buried there, so far away. She would never, never look on his face again, hear his voice, share his dreams. She had not done as Felipe had asked. She had not sailed back to Spain to wait until California was safe again. Instead, she had hidden her dowry, the gold that would have helped to build their life together, the life they had dreamed of on so many bright days here on these cliffs. Her father would have given her to Felipe when he came back a hero, so Felipe had said as he kissed the tears from her cheeks. They would build a beautiful home, have many children, plant a garden. He had promised he would come back to her and they would begin. Now he was lost. Perhaps it was because she had been selfish. She had wanted to stay near Monterey and not put an ocean...